God bless you, and we welcome you to Lakewood. It is always a joy to come into your homes each week. We know God has good things in store for you. He's got a great plan for your life, and we thank you for tuning in today. If you're ever in the Houston area, come by and see us. I promise you, we'll make you feel right at home, but thanks again for tuning in today. I like to get started each week with something kind of funny, so listen to this. There were two evil brothers that were extremely rich. They attended the same church and on the surface appeared to be good Christians. One of the brothers suddenly died. The remaining brother sought out the pastor and handed him a large donation. He said, "I only have one condition. At the funeral, you must say my brother was a saint." The pastor agreed and deposited the check. At the funeral, the pastor said, "This man was an evil man. He lied, he stole, he cheated people." After going on and on for several minutes, he finally said, "But compared to his brother, he was a saint." All right, let's hold up our Bible. Say it like you mean it. Are you ready? This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today I'll be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess my mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name. God bless you. You sound great as usual. I want to talk to you today about being a person of excellence. We live in a society where mediocrity is the norm. So many people do just as little as they have to in order to get by. They're always looking for the easy way out. They make commitments that they can't keep. They don't pay their bills on time. They're always late to work. I don't say it critically, but really, they've got a lazy, sloppy attitude. And if we're not careful, just like a giant vacuum, we'll be sucked into that same mentality. Before long, we'll just end up settling for mediocrity. But no, God didn't make any of us to be average. He doesn't want us to just barely get by, float downstream, do what everybody else is doing. No, God has called us to be a cut above. He's called us to stand out in the crowd, to be people of excellence. A person of excellence goes the extra mile to do what's right. He keeps his word even when it's difficult. People of excellence have integrity. They pay their bills on time. They give their employer a full day's work. When you have that excellent spirit, it's going to show up in your attitude, in how you dress, how you treat people. It'll show up in the quality of your work. And I believe we all have areas that we can improve in. We all have areas where we can come up higher. And when I talk about being excellent, I'm not talking about comparing yourself with somebody else and trying to outdo them. No, I'm talking about being the best that you know you can be. When you go out each day, you should look the best that you possibly can. When you go to do something, you should do it with your whole heart. Give it your best effort. Don't have that attitude, "Well, I guess that's good enough for me. I guess that'll get me by." No, understand this. God doesn't bless mediocrity. He blesses excellence. And the Scripture says here in Colossians 3, verse 23, "Whatever you do, work at it with your whole heart, not unto men, but do it unto God, knowing that God will reward you." Notice, whatever we do, we should give it our best effort, and we should do it unto God. And if we'll do it with that excellent spirit, with our whole heart, then God promises to reward us. I want to challenge you today to start making the better decision. Not just the okay decision. No, start making the more excellent choice. See, God allows us all to choose. Every day, we've got to make that decision. Am I going to just be lazy and give this a half-hearted effort? Or am I going to do what I know deep down on the inside is the right thing and give it my all? Am I going to just sweep this bill underneath the rug and act like it doesn't exist? Or am I going to make the better decision and pay my honest debts? Am I going to go out looking sloppy, feeling sloppy? Or am I going to make that better decision and take the time to go out being the best that I can be? Understand this. Inside, we all know what that better decision is. We know when we're compromising. We know when we're taking the easy way out. We know when we're doing shoddy work. But the reason many times we don't pursue excellence and we don't make that better decision is because it's going to be a little more difficult. It's going to take a little more discipline. And this is where so many people miss it. They don't want to put forth the extra effort. They don't want to get up early. They don't want to work hard. And so they just make that less than best choice. And they end up missing out on the fullness of God's favor. But no, I want to stir you out of mediocrity. Start making the better decision. Start doing a little bit more than you have to do. If you're supposed to be at work at 8 o'clock, get there 10 minutes early. Stay there 10 minutes late. Go the extra mile. Be a person of excellence. That's what God is going to reward. A lot of people today, they show up to work 15 minutes late. Then they wander around the office and go get some coffee and finally get to their desk at 8:30. They spend half the day talking on the phone, playing on the internet. Then they wonder, God, why don't you ever bless me? Why don't I ever get a promotion? No, I'll say it again. God doesn't bless a sloppy attitude. God doesn't bless mediocrity. God blesses excellence. Well, you say, Joel, everybody's doing it. Everybody gets to work late at my office. Everybody plays on the internet when the boss is gone. Everybody takes extra long lunch breaks. No, listen, you're not everybody. You're called to be a cut above. You're called to live a life of excellence. You're representing Almighty God. How you live, how you conduct your business, whether you pay your bills or not, whether you're on time or not, that is all a reflection on our God. I'm encouraging us all, let's go up higher. Let's start making the more excellent choices. Some of you today, you're driving a car that hadn't been washed in 6 months. Used to be a two-tone, but now it's a four-tone. Listen, you'd get better gas mileage if you just get all the dirt off that thing. You need to come up higher in that area. Some of you, your car out there, it's got everything in it but the kitchen sink. It is so filled with trash and junk. You got your sports equipment. You got your office equipment. You can barely even sit in that sink. No, listen, you need to be more excellent than that. And I'm not condemning anybody. I know we have children. Sometimes our car looks like a storm has hit it. But I don't know about you. I don't like driving a car like that. Not only does it not represent God very well, but it makes me feel sloppy. It makes me feel less than my best. Many times before I leave the house, I'll just take a couple minutes and clean it out. Now don't go out to the parking lot and empty all your trash on our grounds today. A person of excellence goes to the garbage can. But seriously, you need to drive a clean car. You need to take pride in what God has given you. Hey, you say, Joel, I just got an old piece of junk. No use me washing this. No, listen. If you'll start taking care of what God has given you, He'll be much more likely to give you something more, something better. You may not live in a big, beautiful home. You may just have an older, smaller home. But at least you can keep it looking nice. At least you can make sure the lawn is mowed and things are put into their place. Make sure it looks like a person of excellence lives there. I know a while back I was driving here close to the church, and I noticed so many of the people don't take care of their homes. The yards weren't mowed, and the weeds were overgrown, and things were stored every place. I'm not being critical toward anybody. You know my heart. But the truth is, it just looked very sloppy, one house after another. As I continued driving, I came to this one particular house that just stood out among the rest. The yard was mowed. The place looked immaculate. Everything was in order. It just looked very beautiful. When I got to the church, I made a comment about that house. And somebody said, oh, don't you know, that's Cosme and Mary's house. They're some of our most faithful members. And I thought, that doesn't surprise me a bit. Lakewood people are a cut above. Lakewood people stand out in the crowd. Lakewood people are people of excellence. See, Mary and Cosme chose to make the better decision. They could have had the attitude, well, everybody else is not taking care of their property, why should we? But no, they chose to be people of excellence. You may be in a situation today where everybody around you is being sloppy. Everybody's compromising. Everybody's taking the easy way out. But listen, don't let that rub off on you. You be the one to have an excellent spirit. You be the one to stand out in the crowd. You may not want to hear this, but some of you need to go home today and get your house cleaned up. Get the yard mowed. Get the junk put away. Put a fresh new coat of paint on that thing. You are representing Almighty God. Think about it this way. What kind of witness is it to your friends, your family, your neighbor, if your house is always run down? Weeds overgrown, trash all over the place. No, that doesn't represent God very well. Do me a favor. If you choose to live like that, don't tell people you come to Lakewood. Tell them you go to First Baptist. You know I'm kidding. I'm just encouraging us all to go up high. And you say, Joel, I don't have a big, beautiful home. Doesn't matter. Take care of what God has given you. Think about my grandparents. Granddaddy and grandmother, they lived in this little wood frame house that granddaddy had built way back in the 30s or 40s. It couldn't have been more than 1,000 square feet. But what stood out in my mind, every time I went over there, the place was spotless. The yard was always immaculate. The bushes were perfectly trimmed. Granddaddy kept that house painted. You know what? They didn't have a lot of money. It didn't matter. They were people of excellence. They represented God in a great way. Really, it should be the same way with our personal appearance. We should not go out of the house looking sloppy, clothes that are wrinkled, clothes that don't match, hair not combed. No, you are made in the image of Almighty God. And how you present yourself, your personal appearance, is not only a direct reflection on God, but it's a direct reflection on how you feel about yourself. You put on a new outfit, man, you'll go out feeling good, feeling confident. Same way, you go out looking sloppy, feeling sloppy, didn't take time to put your clothes together, you're not going to feel good about yourself. You're not going to be the best that you could have been that day. No, the other day, Victoria asked me to run up to the grocery store to pick up something so she could finish making dinner. Well, I'd just gotten through working out, and I was hot and sweaty, and I had this old T-shirt on. My hair was all messed up. But I didn't really feel like changing clothes. And I thought, you know what, I'm just going to run up there real quick and try to get in there real fast, and hopefully nobody will see me. So I drove up there, and when I got in the parking lot of that grocery store, if God has ever spoken to me, He spoke to me right there. Right down in here, He said, don't you dare go in there representing me like that. He said, don't you know that I'm the King of Kings? Man, when I heard that, I turned around, went back home, took a shower, combed my hair, brushed my teeth, put on some new clothes. Then I went back up to that grocery store and picked up that TV dinner. I didn't know if y'all were going to get that one. We've got to remind ourselves we are representing Almighty God. And God does not like sloppiness. When you go to the mall and you accidentally knock those clothes off of that rack, don't just leave them down there and act like you don't see them. No, a person of excellence picks them up and puts them back up on that rack. When you're at the grocery store and you decide all of a sudden you don't want that box of cereal, don't just stick it over by the potato chips. No, a person of excellence takes it back where he found it. Well, you say, Joel, that's what those employees are paid to do. No, it doesn't matter. You should do it under God. You should do it because you've got an excellent spirit. A person of excellence doesn't park in a handicapped parking spot just so he can run in and pick up something real quick. No, people of excellence go the extra mile to do what's right. Not because somebody's watching them, not because they have to. They do it because they're honoring God. People of excellence take care of other people's property like it's their very own. You're in that hotel room. Don't set that glass of water on that wooden table when you know it's going to stain it. You wouldn't do it at your own house. Be a person of excellence and respect that other property. I know when I used to travel a lot, many times I'd go out of the hotel room. I'd leave all the lights on, leave the air conditioner going full blast, leave the TV going. I thought, no big deal. I'm paying for this room. I can do what I want. But no, down in here, something always said, Joel, that's not right. You don't waste electricity at your home. You should treat other people's property the same way you'd want them to treat yours. And see, most of the time, down in here, we know what the better decision is. We can hear God calling us up to excellence. But too often, we just ignore that voice and we keep doing the same thing the same way. That was an area where I wasn't being excellent. I was just being sloppy, taking the easy way out. The truth is, I didn't want to take the time to go turn the light switches off. I didn't want to put forth the effort to do what I knew was the right thing. And you know, little things like this, no, it's not going to keep you out of heaven. It's not going to cause you great problems. It's not going to make your life miserable. But I will tell you this, it'll keep you from God's very best. It'll keep you from going to your highest level. Friends, God's looking for people who are striving for excellence. People that'll go the extra mile to do what's right. People that are committed to making that better decision. I know the other day I was at the parking lot of this store and it was real windy outside. And when I opened up my car door, the wind blew out several pieces of paper on the ground. I didn't really need them, but when I went to pick them up, the gust of wind blew them about 15 or 20 feet in all different directions. I thought, man, I don't want to go pick that paper up. And I looked out in the parking lot, and there's already a bunch of other trash out there. And I was kind of in a hurry. I came up with all these good excuses why I shouldn't do it. And just as I almost talked myself out of it, I decided that I was going to make the better decision. I was going to be a person of excellence and go pick that stuff up. And I ended up wandering around that whole parking lot, chasing my paper down. And my mind was telling me, you know, what in the world are you doing out here? Just leave it alone. But when I finally got it all gathered up, I came back to my car. And I hadn't realized it, but the car parked next to me, there was a couple on the inside. They rolled down their window and they recognized me. And we talked there for a couple of seconds. Then I'll never forget what the young lady said. She smiled and she said, "We were watching to see what you were going to do." I thought, "Dear God, thank you that I obeyed." But see, whether you realize it or not, people are watching you. They're watching how you dress. They're watching how you take care of your home. They're watching how you treat other people. They're watching you at work. Let me ask you today, are you being a good representation of our God? Are you striving for excellence? Are you making those better decisions? You say, "Joel, I didn't come all the way out here to hear about cleaning my house and picking up trash. I wanted to hear something deep." No, listen, usually it's not the big things that are holding us back. It's just the small things. The Scripture says it's the little foxes that spoil the vine. I'm convinced there's not that big a difference between living a life of excellence and living an average, mediocre, get-by life. The excellent person is just a little more disciplined. The excellent person gets to work 10 minutes early rather than 10 minutes late. The excellent person picks up his trash rather than just letting it blow away. The excellent person takes time to flip the light switches off rather than just walk out of that room. It's not the big issues most of the time. It's the small things. This is what can push you over the top today, a commitment to excellence, a commitment to making the better decisions. When you're at work and you're tempted to make a personal long-distance phone call on your company's phone lines, no, listen to the voice on the inside. Make the better decision. Well, you say, "Joel, nobody's going to know it. Nobody's going to see me." No, a person of excellence does what's right even when nobody is watching. People of excellence do what's right because it is right, not because somebody's making them do it. Friends, there are a whole lot of things that you can get away with and still serve God. You can compromise every other day. You can cheat people. You can cut corners here and there. There's a lot we can get away with. But my question to you today is, how high do you want to go? How much of God's favor do you want to see? How much do you want God to use you? You got to understand, God cannot promote you. He cannot bless you if you're not walking in integrity, if you're cheating people, if you're being dishonest. Well, you say, "Joel, I'd never cheat anybody." Well, think about it like this. If your company is paying you to work 8 good hours and you're really only working 6 hours, then you know what? You owe them some time. As I said, God can't bless a sloppy attitude or a half-hearted effort. You got to start making the better decision. You got to go that extra mile and be a person of excellence. A few years ago, a friend of mine was in the process of changing jobs. He was an executive and he just got this great position at this new company. He was real excited about it, but it wasn't going to start for 3 or 4 months. And so he gave his company notice and they agreed that he would work right up until that new job would start. And this friend was a very hard worker, very diligent, very intelligent. He always gave it his best. But I thought during that 3-month period while things were winding down that he'd sort of just kick back and take it easy, maybe go in late, maybe take some time off. After all, he wasn't trying to impress anybody there. But no, he didn't do that. In fact, he did just the opposite. He went in earlier than ever. He stayed later. He started new projects. I mean, he gave it his best effort. I was really impressed. One day I was talking to him about it, and I said, "Man, I thought you would just kind of kick back and coast these 3 months. You're working harder than ever. How come?" He said, "Joel, I was planning on doing that. But one day I went to work kind of lazy, giving it a half-hearted effort. And he said, God spoke to me right down in here. And he said, 'Son, if you don't continue to honor this company by giving them your best effort, you're not going to excel at that new position.'" He said, "Man, when I heard that, I knew I had to give it everything that I've got." And see, we too have got to learn to work under God, not under men. God is the one that's keeping the records. He's the one that's going to reward us. He's the one that's going to promote you. And we shouldn't do it because some person is watching us. We should do what's right because God's watching us. Do what's right because you're a person of excellence. And listen, you shouldn't buy things that you know you're probably not going to be able to pay for. Don't write a check and then hope and pray that God's going to help it to clear. No, if there's any doubt, don't do it. Make sure you can pay for it. There's way too much sloppiness in this area. People just sweep things under the rug. They don't pay their honest debts. The phone rings at night and they got to tell their child, "Don't answer that phone. It might be the bill collector." But no, that's not a person of excellence. If you've made mistakes in this area, you've got bills that you can't pay today, I would encourage you to take the high road. Instead of running from that situation, you need to talk with those people, explain where you're at. Let them know you're going to do your best to make things right. Do the honorable thing. If you will be committed to excellence, God will help you to get out of that mess. But He's not going to help you if you won't walk in integrity and do what you know is right. I think about my dad. He was a man that had an excellent spirit. He was a man of integrity. He told how when he was in his early 20s, he bought a suit on credit. But he ended up never paying for it. Year after year went by and he had forgotten all about it. But one day he was praying and God brought that up in his spirit and reminded him about those two suits. He felt so bad, he decided he was going to do his best to make it right. This was some 30 or 40 years after it had happened. And so he called up to Fort Worth and tried to get a hold of the place where he had bought those suits. But it was no longer in business. It had closed down. But that didn't stop Daddy. He asked the company next door if they knew the name of the man that had owned that business. They gave him that man's name, but they said he had died many years before. Daddy didn't give up. He got in the phone book and he called trying to track down some of that man's relatives. Make a long story short, he finally got in touch with one of that man's sons. And Daddy sent him a check, not just for the two suits, but he included interest on top of that. He sent him a check for several thousand dollars. Why did he do it? Because Daddy was a person of excellence. He chose to make the better decision. He chose to honor God by keeping His word. And friends, when you make a commitment to excellence like that, God is going to reward you. When you are committed to going the extra mile to do what's right, you know what you're doing? You're sowing seeds for God's blessings. You will never go wrong by taking that high road. And as I said, everybody around you may be living sloppy, lazy, mediocre lives, but let me encourage you, don't fall into that trap. Dare to be the one that stands out in the crowd. And whatever you do, like the Scripture says, do it with your whole heart. If you will give it your best effort, God promises that He's going to reward you. I was reading about the people that built the Statue of Liberty. They were so detailed and did such incredible work. But when they got to the very top of the crown, they debated whether or not they should finish it out. After all, they didn't think anybody would ever see it from the very top. There weren't airplanes, 100 years ago. And after some debate, they decided they were going to just go the extra mile and they were going to finish out the top just like it was a part of the front. Little did they realize one day there would be helicopters flying over it all the time, showing it off to people all over the world. Had they not made that commitment to excellence, had they not gone the extra mile, think about how disappointed, how embarrassed they would have been. A few years before my dad went to be with the Lord, we decided that we were going to remodel this platform area up here. And at that time, I was working behind the scenes in the television production. And I'm a very much of a perfectionist type person. I wanted it to look the best that it possibly could. So we worked several months with the architects and the designers coming up with the design. After we got the design, they got it all drawn up. I had to mock up everything. I wanted to see it through the camera before we built anything permanently. I remember we brought a big sphere in as the globe, and we positioned it at the right height. Then we had them mock up the podium, and we brought my dad in, and we sized it just for him, made several different adjustments, and on, a lot of details. Well, once it was all built out, then we spent weeks and weeks working on the lighting. I mean, Victoria used to kid me how we would spend hours and hours just adjusting one little light, maybe just one little slash on the curtain. But no, I was committed to doing it the best that I could. I was committed to excellence. Well, little did I realize that one day I would be the one ministering on this very platform. Never in my wildest dreams did I ever think that I would be the one up here. Now, looking back, I'm glad I put forth the extra effort. I'm glad I gave it everything I had. I want to challenge you, have that same commitment to excellence. Start doing what you know in your heart is the better thing. Don't just settle for mediocrity. Don't just do what you have to do to get by. No, do your best. Be a person that goes the extra mile. Be a person that does a little bit more than he has to do. Remember, you and I are representing Almighty God. Let's be done with lazy, mediocre, sloppy living, and let's start going to higher levels. Let's start representing God in even a greater way. Friends, if you'll make this commitment to excellence, I promise you this, God will reward you greatly. He'll pour out His favor. He'll take you places that you've never dreamed of. You'll live that life of victory that He's got in store for you. Amen. How many of you receive it this morning? Amen. Would you bow your heads in prayer if you would, please? We never like to close our broadcast. That's given you an opportunity to make Jesus the Lord of your life. Would you pray with me today? Just say, Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. I ask You to come into my heart. I make You my Lord and Savior. Friends, if you prayed that simple prayer, we encourage you to get in a good Bible-based church and keep God first place in your life. We love you. We're going to be praying for you. We hope to see you at this same time next week.
To purchase a copy of today's message or a special one-hour video, including Lakewood Worship, call 1-800-435-8060. And when you call, we'd like to send you a free copy of 30 Thoughts for Victorious Living. This pocket-sized devotional will give you 30 days of encouragement and inspiration straight from God's Word. You can also visit us on the web at joelosteen.com. Watch video messages, request ministry materials, or send us your prayer request or word of encouragement. So call us today or visit our website, or better yet, come see us in person. My life was